Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The misconception that we are going to discuss today vis-a-vis the concept of Prophet relates to the personality of the Prophet Adam, and it is alleged by many exegetes of the Quran that Eve, or the wife of Adam, was created from Adam's rib. And so therefore, this is one of the facts which is mentioned by many, many exegetes vis-a-vis the life of Adam, and of course the whole issue of creation as is mentioned in the Quran. Now, first of all, it needs to be discussed that the Quran at nowhere explicitly or implicitly says that Eve was created from Adam's rib. This is of course mentioned in the Bible, that Eve was created from Adam's rib, and this mention of the Bible did creep into the exegesis, Muslim exegesis, while they were trying to explain a certain verse of the Quran. And that verse of the Quran, of course, is the first verse of Surah Nisa, which says, "Inna ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha," which says that, "O mankind, we created you from one soul, and from that soul we created its pair." So khalaqa minha zawjaha, people generally translate this verse by explaining the fact that actually Eve was created from Adam, and by this they explain it further by saying that Eve was created from Adam's rib. And when it is said khalaqa minha zawjaha, and the zawj, or the pair, was created from that single soul, they mean that it was created from him directly, implying the fact that that Eve was created from Adam's rib. Now, this is how this story has crept into Muslim tafsir tradition or Muslim exegetical tradition, and people now generally think that this is how the creation took place. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the Quran here in this verse of Surah Nisa very explicitly says khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, which means that God created man from one being. And when the next verse says khalaqa minha zawjaha, it does not at all mean that its pair or its female was created out of that male or out of that single soul which was made first. What it actually means is that the pair was made from the same species, which is of course mankind, or which is called the Homo sapien in scientific language, that the pair was created from the same species as Adam was. And the implication being that of the female of this species, which is of course the woman, is in no way inferior to man, and so therefore they have the same status as human beings. This is what this verse has actually implied. And so therefore it needs to be understood that the words khalaqa minha zawjaha do not mean that Eve was created from Adam, further implying that Eve was created from Adam's rib. This would be an erroneous translation, and this translation, the fact that it is an erroneous translation can be easily gauged from another place in the Quran where similar words are used and where this translation of course is totally impossible. We know that in Surah Nahl the words at one place in verse 72 are وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. So if by the same token, if this verse is translated in the same way as that verse was, it would mean that it is God who has made from you your mates. So this would imply that our wives have been created from us, if that translation is extended and extrapolated. Of course, this is not the case. And in actual matter of fact, this verse actually means that our wives have been made of the same species as we are. So the females are of the same species as the males are. Of course, they are Homo sapiens and they are human beings. So here, this verse is very explicit, and it totally rejects the other translation which is generally done of the verse of Surah Nisa, which I quoted earlier, as per which the word nafs is translated in a manner in which it is implied that Eve was made from, she was created from Adam. This is not the right translation. The right translation there too would be that she was made of the same species as Adam, as would be the case in this particular verse. Here too it would mean that our mates have been created from our own species. For if we do not make this translation, if we do not do this translation, we would end up by translating this verse as our mates have been created from our own selves, which of course is a wrong thing. So this particular parallel verse of the Quran lays its stamp of authority by telling us that the word anfusakum here does not mean that Eve was made from Adam, implying the fact that she was made from a rib, from his rib. It means that Eve was created from the same species as Adam was, as I said earlier, further signifying the fact that Eve herself was someone who had the same status as a human being as Adam was, and so therefore we must not regard women as inferior in any way to men. This is what the purport of that verse was. And in a nutshell, it can be concluded that this notion of Eve being created from the rib of Adam is an erroneous notion. It has crept up from certain distorted portions of the Bible itself and has crept up into our exegetical works and has found its way there. As the true picture in this regard is, the true matter in this regard is that Eve was created from the same species as that of Adam, which is clearly testified by a parallel verse of the Quran, which I just alluded to. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.